Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, whatever time you're listening to this. I'm happy to have you here with me again at Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved, and taking the time to hear some of Wisconsin's cold or forgotten cases. If you haven't listened to the first episode on Ashley Love, make sure you go do that. Otherwise, welcome to the second episode. On this podcast, I want to dive into the stories and mysteries of Wisconsin's missing persons and unsolved crimes, whose stories deserve to be told and not forgotten. So many other notorious cases can take over media attention, and there are so many other cases that get lost in the midst of it. On top of that, there are a lot of older cases that get left in the past. And over time, if no new leads or evidence come about, many cases just continue to get swept under the rug. Wisconsin has over 1,700 unsolved murders and over 140 missing persons. Thinking about that and how many people are still waiting to be found or have their killers caught was the primary inspiration to start this podcast. I may not have the tools to do any true investigating, but I felt that if I could help tell these stories, that someone out there might know or remember something and come forward. Regardless, by telling these stories, it keeps these people's names and stories out there. So the goal of this podcast is to raise awareness of those persons who have yet to finish telling us their stories and hopefully one day bring them justice. My goal is to post a new case each week, so stay tuned for those. And thank you for being here again on the second episode with me. And let's get into it. Today's case is located in St. Croix County, which is in western/northwestern Wisconsin, if you're not familiar. This is still an unidentified and unsolved case. On October 21st, 2002, police got a report that human remains were found along Anderson Scout Camp Road in Holton, Wisconsin. When police arrived, they discovered only partial human remains in a garbage bag in a wooded area along the road. The partial remains included a skull and a mandible, which is just the jawbone, so essentially just the victim's head. Police searched the surrounding area for other bags or body parts, but came up with nothing. With the remains found, they identified the remains as those of a white woman between 35 and 50 years old, with brown hair, approximately 3 inches in length, with widely spaced eyes, a flat face, and a pronounced forehead. She was also missing all of her teeth at the time of her death, but it's believed that she had been missing her teeth for a while prior to her death. Some accounts say that her pronounced forehead may be indicative of a mental disability. Her skull showed no signs of trauma, eliminating a head injury as the cause of death, and no other remains have ever been found. She was found in 2002, and it's estimated that she either died that year or up to a year from 2001. Since then, there have been no leads or any information found related to her identity or death. In 2022, the case was updated by the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Criminal Justice Division. Originally, they believed that their Jane Doe was of Asian descent, but a DNA analysis confirmed that she was of Swedish descent. Police believe that Jane Doe's relatives may have emigrated to Minneapolis or the St. Paul area. Furthermore, more on the assumption that she may have had a mental disability, police say it's quite possible that she was institutionalized. Police still have no information on the woman's identity where she would have come from, her cause of death, or anything related to who her killer could possibly be. If you know something that could help identify this woman and possibly aid in solving the mystery behind her death, please contact the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office at 715-381-4325 or email the address tipline@sccwi.gov. These details will be listed in the show notes. Thank you for listening and taking the time to hear St. Croix County Jane Doe's story. Please take this podcast and either share it or talk about it with friends and family. The more people who know, the greater the awareness given to the case. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. Please subscribe and keep an eye out for next week's episode. You can also follow these cases on Instagram at Wisconsin's Missing Unsolved, where I will be posting images of the victims and other images related to the case. Also, please go subscribe to my Patreon under Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. You can become a member and get early access to episodes, hear my thoughts on what may have happened, who's responsible, and help decide which cases to cover next. If you have a case that you want featured on this podcast sooner rather than later, please email wisconsinsmissingunsolved@gmail.com. All details will be listed in the show notes. Thank you, and see you next week.